Darren Weir could probably send an invoice to racing.com for his contribution to the coverage post-race yesterday after training so many winners. And he joins us this morning, so might have to send us an invoice too because we're regularly troubling him on a Sunday morning. Good morning, Weary.
Hi, Weary.
I'm very well, and I suppose the good news is if people are wanting to talk to you post-race or on a Sunday morning, it means you've had a good day in the office, which you did have yesterday. Did you think you'd have such a successful day when you saddled them up yesterday or heading to the races?
Well, there was no phone calls last Sunday, well. we thought we had a better team of horses in than what we had the week before anyway, and some nice horses, and yeah, a couple were finally fit enough. And look what they sort of found the right races, and I was actually pretty keen on Voodoo Lad's chances yesterday, thought he was just in such good order, and he finally really rock hard fit, and he proved that late in the race, I guess.
You know, you fate pretty early in a race with Voodoo Lad. Take us through your thoughts when Ollie was getting him, trying to get him to be back and relax so he could finish off early in the race.
Yeah, well, he's just got his head up a little bit. But look, when he got to the spot he did, and then he travelled underneath him without over-travelling, I guess was the key. And when the horse does that and sort of can track up behind him, he's got a really good turn of foot. I was happy with the way the first half of the race went. So probably would have been disappointed if he didn't run well the way that first half went. He ran well.
A champion jockey, a Hall of Fame jockey, but he doesn't do a lot of riding for your stable. How did that come about yesterday?
Brad was out, Damien was committed, and the people that sort of used it was out of Benny Allen and Damien, and then the owner decided to go with Damien. We left it up to him. It was the right call. Damien doesn't do a lot of riding for us, but that's only through circumstances. I just stick to the people who do the work at home, really. And unless an owner has a choice of a jockey and they can put on whoever they want, we don't have a problem with that either.
He's got the Group 2, Group 3 sort of ticked off, Darren. The next thing for him maybe is a Group 1. He's been close a few times. Is there an option in the next few weeks that you're really eyeing off with him?
Not really sure what to do, to be honest, Dean. Look, it'd be great if he could win a Group 1, you know, but they're not easy, but I think he deserves his crack at another one. So we'll have to map out a bit of a program towards something, I guess. I wouldn't be against backing him up next week in the Lawrence if he has a good week. I think the backup for him would be great, but have to talk to the owner and make sure that the horse does well during the week. So that he'll be nominated in the Lawrence, but they may not want to go that way. But to get a Group 1 would be good for him, but I'm not sure what one really, Dean.
There was a lot of chatter going into the race, Darren, that maybe the straight wouldn't aid Voodoo Lad, which was a little bit surprising given that he'd been runner-up in a Newmarket and got a decent record. How do you saw the program, the future? Do you keep in mind the straight options, or are you trying to go back around to Ben Caulfield 1400 with him?
Look, I think he's... I thought his straight form was good. His Newmarket run was terrific. I didn't have a problem with the straight, I'd be happy to run it either. You know, if you had a leaning, I guess maybe a corner might be better. I wouldn't think there's a lot of difference to it. But to be honest, I'm unsure where to go for the future. But anyway, he's going well, so it's a nice problem.
One via the SMS, congratulating you, Weary. Thanks, Darren, for the push for Voodoo Lad. As soon as he said whatever beats him wins, it was an automatic get on. So you made Horry a happy man yesterday. 0416905052 if you'd like to join Horry and get involved. So you were confident that the horse was well, and the talk during the week was the answer. My friend was in very good form going into Flemington Saturday, and we could finally have him ridden to suit his best attributes. How did you assess his performance?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was a great ride. But the instructions weren't to lead. It was to be in the first four. But if the speed come out of the race, certainly don't be fighting him. Let him roll. But he began well, and I was happy when he led. And the horse was finally fit enough to be able to do that. He had a good jump out on Monday morning, and we made him begin and roll for 400 metres, and then he just sustained a good, nice gallop in the trial. So we were happy that he was fit enough to be able to, you know, to roll forward and run well. And he done everything really good, and, you know, it was just a match, I guess, the couple of runs that he had under his belt that meant that he was too good for the stable mate.
Must have been thrilled, I was going to say, with the performance of the stable mate. The answer, my friend, with those runs under the belt and Night's Watch on the fresh side, what do you plan for him in the future?
I'm not sure what we do with him, but I think there's a nice win in him somewhere. He's been trialling really well, so we sort of thought that we'll come away. Wherever he finishes in the race, I'm sure we'll be happy with the way he went, and look, we were really happy with the way he went. And you know, he can get out over a trip, so I'm not sure what sort of races, but you know, the country cups, the better country cups, might be good races for him, but there'll be a nice win in him somewhere.
You pay. Oh, sorry, Dino.
I was just going to say, would you even have a crack at a race like the Naturalism and try and sneak him into a Caulfield Cup? Could he have made that much improvement, Darren?
Well, I think so, Dean. Yeah, it certainly wouldn't be the worst sort of option. Yeah, that'll be certainly a race that we sat down in the last few weeks, you know, with Simon, the race manager, and we've got lots of plans for lots of different horses, and that was certainly one of them if he was going well enough, you know. So probably the way he went yesterday, you'd certainly have to think about heading that way and then change directions from there if he's not. But he used to be a bit of he didn't have the best manners last time in, but this time in he's been fantastic. So he's sort of, I guess he's just grown up a bit in himself, and he's a lot better horse to train. So and he probably ran better yesterday.
You paid tribute to Ben Allen for his ride on the Statesman also. He was aboard the Answer, my friend. And, gee, it looked a competitive race on paper, the race the Statesman was able to take out. And Ben was able to just do everything right. Take us through your thoughts on that race.
Oh, sorry, Warren, I just missed that.
You were very complimentary of Ben Allen's ride on the Statesman also in what looked like a competitive race going into it. Take us through your thoughts there.
Yeah, I thought, look, it was that circumstances last start that the horse was just a bit close, I thought. And then the tempo of the race, he just over-travelled a smidgen. And I just said to Ben before he got on, I said, just be mid to three-quarter and just make sure he's switched off and just travel into the race when you need to and give him some sort of clear air late and make sure you wind him up. So he done everything to perfection, I thought. And, you know, he was sort of out on his feet late, but I just thought he made every right move. The horse has still got a lot of improvement to come. He still looks a bit burly to me in the yard. We could probably sort of step up the work a little bit now, I think, and step him out in trip. But he's a beautiful sound horse, and he's made a little bit of progression to sort of each sort of run at home. But I think he'll come on a lot from that yesterday.
What about Harrapaur in the same race?
It looks to be a bit unlucky, and it's a bit of the unlucky side of it that doesn't worry me. It happens in races all the time. The downside to it is he needs hard racing to bring him on because he is too big in the yard. He's a big, massive, strong bull, and we do quite a lot with him at home, but He needed a really hard run to bring him on, and just unfortunately he never got that. So we're probably going to be a run behind again. But he's a nice enough horse, and it's a bit of a shame that he didn't get sort of clear space just to see where he fits in, because he loves that sort of ground, and I reckon he would have let down pretty well had he got clear running.
Straight racing can be fraught with danger, and young Ethan Brown's another rider that's a solid part of your team and a valuable part of your team. When you've got a horse drawn nearer the inside, like Schwarz Border yesterday, pre-race, what type of work do you put into Ethan with respect to tactics?
Look, to be honest, Ethan does his homework, and Ben, and you know, they get help from great people, so they come out and sort of tell you where you can ask them where you think they're going to be, and then if you're not happy with it, you just change it then. But look, 9 out of the 10 times, they know know because they do the homework and they have a look at the tracks and that sort of stuff. And the plan was to follow McAvoy's horse. And then, obviously, when it changed path, Ethan just took it into his own hands. And, the horse ran terrific. Maya ran just a smidgen better than what we were sort of hoping, but we thought he deserved his spot in the race, but obviously those couple of favourites looked to have really good form and were going to be hard to beat. But we got the luck and got the right ride, and the horse ran terrific.
With the really strong spring team starting to build up, has there been any Everest conversations in the last couple of weeks with respect to any of the team, either Nature Strip or even Voodoo Lad?
Nothing for Voodoo Lad, and look, just in the last few days there has been. An inquiry about Nature Strip, so I've left it to the owners, and there'll be a decision. That they're not going to. I think the people that have inquired and the owners, they're going to work something out over the next couple of weeks. But hopefully, they can work out something, and the horse can get a start in the race because the horse is in unbelievable order. He's Gary. We were toying with the idea of not going to galloping for a little while, but Jared. Jared just mentioned that he said we're going to have to do something with him on Monday because he's just too well with himself. So it's a good sign going forward, and hopefully the owners and can work out some sort of deal to get a slot and get in the race.
And a testament to the team behind you and how hard you work in placing your horses, Darren. Winners at Newcastle with It's a Silver Trail, RDD2 at Morfordville, and Penthouse Playboy at Moa yesterday. So you've got to scan the calendar far and wide to be able to find the right races.
Yeah, you do. You do. Yep, they do a great job. And, and a lot of owners have got their ideas as well. You know, that the Newcastle one, I'm not going to say that was my idea. Obviously, Luke and Jamie, they're big syndicators, and they just thought it was a really good race for It's a Silver Trail, and we're more than happy to take them anywhere. And it was very easy to send that horse up there because Chris Lee's trains for Jamie and Luke, and we just sent him up Thursday night on a track, and then they looked after him from there. So it was the right race for him, and you've got to find the right races, and that's the key to it, I reckon, putting them in the races that they can be competitive in.
Sunday morning's not the best time to be asking you for an assessment of your team heading to the races, but at Cranbourne today, I see you've put the blinkers on pageantry. Can that finally get her over the line?
Look, we're hoping. I'm not confident, but we're hoping that it can run okay. I think... Bossy's Rose is an each-way chance. Pageantry may be a chance. And when he goes Berserker is a chance. But they're probably the better three runners of mine there today. But whether they're good enough or not, not sure. But probably Bossy Rose each way for me.
Thanks so much for your time, Darren. Great day yesterday. And the momentum from last season and seasons previous has just continued on. And the team keeps working so well. Thanks again for joining us on a Sunday morning.
No worries, any time, guys.